Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the College to Pro NFL Draft Blast. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti, and this is our first show since we arrived back from the NFL Scouting Combine. And I like to say that because not everyone who makes it at the next level is invited to Indianapolis. And I think the young man that's going to join us in a few seconds has a total opportunity to get to that next level. It's none other than the standout from Wake Forest. Began his career at North Carolina A&T, where he began as a freshman and made an impact. I told him that prior to going live. I think that's the recipe for success. He was also down at the Tropical Bowl, and none other than the linebacker, productive linebacker, Jacob Roberts from Wake Forest. Jacob, welcome to the program. I got to ask, can you believe you're not preparing for, like, spring football, but you're preparing for the National Football League Pro Day draft and everything that comes with being and the situation that you've earned?
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me. But, this is my first year, training for something different. Right now I'm normally being spring ball, but, I'm just enjoying the process. I worked for this moment my whole life, so I'm just enjoying it every step of the way. I know it's going to be a grind, and I love the grind, so I'm down here in Florida working out, getting to it, trying to make my dreams into reality.
I hope you make that reality. So I always like to begin the show kind of rewinding back to the Pop Warner Pee Wee days. Was football your first love? Was it your first passion? And during that point, Pop Warner Pee Wee, were you the best kid out there? Were you the guy with the ball in your hand?
So I've been playing football for a long time, but started when I was about 6 or 7. And I would like to say, yeah, I was the best player on my team, but there's a lot of guys that I still know now that's at the highest level possible right now. So I'm always say I feel like I was the best. But I've always grew up playing with, some of the best people on the team. And, we've always, had a great team that went undefeated and just beat everybody. So, but, of course, I'm going to say I was the best.
Well, you got to, man. You have to say that. So let me ask you this, Jacob. So as you go, so you're playing offense, defense. When do you kind of start knowing that the defense is your best route to get to where you're at, and kind of take us through that journey as a guy who is, just loving the game, but then you find a position that's going to take you to the point you're at today?
So growing up, I always played running back and linebacker. And I don't know, it's just something about being able to hit someone else and not get hit made me feel good. So when I actually got to high school, I got cut my freshman year, so I had to find another way to make the team and stand out in front of the coaches. So I ended up playing tight end my sophomore year, and I ran down on kickoff and was knocking dudes' heads off. So they was like, okay, maybe we need to move this guy to defense. Maybe he does play defense. And end up playing linebacker my final 2 years at Mallet Creek High School my junior and senior year. So
that's a powerhouse program. What was that like?
Oh, yeah. It was definitely cool to play for Coach Palomari and the rest of the coaching staff. Coming out of middle school, they were ranked, like top 10 in the nation. So definitely wanted to go somewhere where I felt like, I can get a lot of looks and also compete against a lot of competition. It was definitely great.
Once again, Jacob Roberts, the standout from Wake Forest. Here on the C2P, finding out a little bit about what this young man brings to the 2024 draft class. So, Jacob, I got to ask you, man, and I mean, a guy like you played powerhouse, how did you kind of get lost in the shuffle? Because, you go up to North Carolina A&T, impact as a freshman, impact as a sophomore, dominate, and then you go off to the ACC. Again, you're at the Tropical Bowl. I'm just saying there's got to be a point where I kind of like to play detective. How did you get lost in the shuffle throughout all this?
You know, as you see a lot, especially, you know, dealing with sports, a lot of politics overrides production sometimes. But, you know, I never let that faze me. I continue to grind, keep my head down, and I know, you know, when my time comes, I'm going to take advantage of it. So, you know, I don't really get too much in the mix of that. I just know, you know, my opportunity is going to come one day, and as it's been coming, I've been making the best of my opportunity, and I'm here at the end of the day.
Hey, you are making it. And this one, as we were building towards the show, we've been talking for a couple of days and preparing for today, you know, doing a little homework, and the production that you bring to the table, and it's a variety. It's not only are you going to make a ton of tackles, you're going to make big splash plays. You're going to make tackles for loss. You're going to force fumbles. You're not just a one-trick pony. I got to ask, mm-hmm. throw you in the film room, NFL scouts, they're breaking down the tape. What do you think they're going to love about you, Jacob? What are those qualities that you bring to the position that they're going to like, man, we got to bring this kid aboard the 53-man roster?
I feel like they're going to think I'm just a Swiss Army knife, a player who can do literally a lot of things and have a lot of tools in his bag that, you know, can help the team in a variety of ways. So I can blitz, I can drop into coverage, and I can just be, you know, overall playmaker. I can make a play when a team needs it. And, you know, I feel like, you know, a lot of players in my position, some of them are, you know, one or two dimensional, but I feel like I can do a little bit of everything. So I feel like that's what separates me.
That's a great assessment. How about this one? This is your show. I do know NFL personnel listen in. What goes unnoticed about you, Jacob, that we can't see on tape? You could have been a team captain, weight room warrior, a film junkie. Maybe some of the schemes didn't allow you to drop in coverage more, blitz more. I don't know that. This is your show. Anything to reveal to kind of help you fall in their good graces?
Something that you may not know, a lot of people may not know, is I might not have the ideal size for someone to rush off the edge, but that's definitely a package that I've been a part of at Wake Forest, and something we was going to be very heavy in this year, but unfortunately the numbers that we had at different positions, we weren't able to run it. But in the spring, we ran it very much a lot. So I'm a very good pass rusher off the edge.
I like that. Oh, man. Listen, I'm glad. I'm interested in that. So you brought another wrinkle to the show. I love it, Jacob. I do love that. This is what we do. We want to know more than the name. We just don't want to say, hey, and this is your show. Let me ask you this. So what was the transition like from going FCS? CFC, you know, in big time Power Five program, you made it look easy. But I mean, how did you make it look easy? I should say.
It was a very smooth transition. You know, like coming from Malachi High School, a powerhouse. It's a high school ran like a college. So you know, we've been taught early to, you know, be on time, be early, and you know, we've given protein. And milkshake protein with our milk in our coach's office. So they were always on us about that and keeping our weight right and make sure, you know, we eating right and just doing the little things, watching film and stuff like that. So I definitely feel like that's helped with the transition. But, you know, coming from an FCS school, HBCU, North Carolina A&T, in Greensboro, North Carolina, it was definitely, you know, like I said, a good experience moving up. I feel like, you know, I've always been, you know, a great player, a high-caliber player, and I feel like I can play with the best. So, you know, entering the portal and playing in ACC, I just feel like, you know, I just continue to prove that. It wasn't, you know, too big of a difference other than the O-lineman and D-lineman are, you know, much bigger. But outside of that, you know, I'm a football player. I feel like I can make plays in any situation, no matter what the level is.
I love it. And you were invited down to the Tropical Bowl earlier this year, and as you know, as a draft prospect, any all-star invite is a priceless opportunity. Can you kind of take us what that week was like and maybe how many teams you spoke with?
Oh, that week was very good. I think I got there on a Thursday, got settled in. Some teams texted me before I even landed and got some, you know, interviews done there. I met with about, I think, 11 teams down there. We had practice.
one-on-ones, 7-on-7, and a little inside run during practices. And, you know, we went against some of the best people from all across the country, you know, coming to play the game. So I feel like, you know, it was a good weekend. I got better. We competed, and the game turned out well. So the Tropical Bowl was definitely a good experience.
I love it. And for you, you know, how much validation maybe puts a little pep in your step, Jacob, that you've been working your whole life towards this goal, and now you're sitting across men or women that have that logo of the NFL, the shield, if you will, on their apparel, and they're asking you, they're interested in you, they know about you. How does that resonate inside?
It feels great. Like you said, I've been working my whole life to be in this position, and you know, just seeing what I've been through and all the trials and tribulations, and to see where I'm standing at right now, you know, I wouldn't have it another way. I just know I got to continue grinding each and every day, and you know, on draft day, you know, it'll happen. So I'm definitely blessed. Definitely make me feel good that, you know, the NFL is right there at my fingertips, and I just got to continue to strive and reach a little bit more, and it'll be here. So
I hope you reach it. I hope you grasp it, and I hope we get to see you guys do this for a long time. I'm serious, Jacob. I like what you bring to this draft class. All right, man, listen, we've been talking for almost 13 minutes about football. Outside the game of X's and O's, do you have any interests, passions, or hobbies?
I like golfing. Golfing is something I like to do, and golfing and bowling, I would say, for sure, outside of football.
I tell you what, I've been doing this a long time, and if I told you how long, you'd think you're talking to your grandfather probably, but golf is the new response from you guys. All you guys say, I've never had a guy say golf until 2024, and I'd say 50% of the men that come on the program say golf. I mean, what can you help me out on why golf? I mean, where does kind of golf kind of take a step?
I've kind of always been into golf around like middle school. During the summer,
okay,
I would go to like golf camps, like 8-week golf camps. So that was just something I've always like kind of did since I was younger, and I always kind of kept it with me. Obviously, you know, I don't have a lot of time to like hit the course or not, but like when I do go, it's pretty fun to do, and I can swing the club a little bit for sure.
Fair enough. Once again, Jacob Roberts, the Wake Forest standout here on the C2P, talking some NFL draft. We got a few minutes left with our guests. Jacob, before we wrap things up, we call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Okay, let's do it.
All right. Now, you can pick any coach that you've ever had, high school, college, but what coach had the biggest pet peeve during practice? An absolute no-no. If you or your teammates got caught doing it, you may catch a little hell.
You said my biggest coach pet peeve?
Yeah, the coach. What a coach's pet peeve that you guys could irritate them?
Oh, okay. probably, I'm pretty sure a lot of people would say this, but probably, you know, you're watching something on film before you go out and practice, and he draws it up, and he go out there and hit the wrong gap or something like that. That definitely, that definitely wouldn't be good.
That's a good one. Actually, that's a first. You'd be amazed by the responses we get with that. How about this one? You mentioned golf, so we'll take it there. If you had to win the Masters and you were going to win it, and I know you got to win it by, but are you going to win it by putting, or are you going to win it by winning it by driving the ball off the tee?
I'm a big driver guy. I don't work on my putting game too much, so I'm definitely going to say hitting off the tee for sure.
I love it. And then the final question, Jacob, as you build towards this 2024 NFL draft, the weekend of the draft, I'm sure you're going to be with family and friends. You're waiting to hear your name come off the board, where you're going to go, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have made to celebrate this next football journey?
I would definitely say my grandma. I can't go wrong with that one. She definitely can cook. And if I would have to say a dish, I would say chicken enchiladas. That was definitely good from her. So.
Oh, nice. So grandma is now on the clock for her homemade chicken enchiladas. And Jacob, you are on the clock, my friend, for the 2024 NFL Draft. I appreciate your time. I know you're busy, but nonetheless, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, and we can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jacob Roberts, the standout. Kind enough to join us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.